Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Having an effective change management program in place as part of your digital transformation is the number one key to success. However, there are a number of pitfalls and mistakes that change management programs often make. But what exactly are those mistakes? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting, and we're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And one of the core services that we provide to our clients when they're going through digital transformations is change management. And I've been a change management consultant since early in my career. In fact, it was the first role I filled on projects early in my career in the late 90s. And over the years, I've noticed that there's a lot of common mistakes that change management programs make and change management teams make. So what I want to do today is talk about what are some of the biggest mistakes that change management teams make and that project teams make as it relates to change management. And for more information about change management best practices, I also encourage you to download our Guide to Organizational Change Management. It's a white paper that I wrote recently to help outline some of the best practices and lessons from helping large organizations through their change management initiatives. So in order to augment the things I'm going to talk about here in today's video, I encourage you to download that paper for more best practices and lessons and tips for how to make your change program more successful. Perhaps the biggest mistake we see with change management programs and digital transformations is just a lack of a change program or a change strategy at all. Oftentimes, organizations get started on the transformation, they go out and they evaluate software, they start implementing, and then they wait until some sort of resistance starts to form or until they realize that the change is going to be a little bit more difficult than they thought. And then they go to try to play catch up by implementing a change strategy and plan after it's too late and after you've already caused delays because now people are starting to resist and push back on the project. So probably the biggest mistake we see is project teams and organizations that don't have a change strategy or a change plan, which creates a lot of other problems, which is part of what I'll talk about throughout the rest of this video. Another challenge we see with change programs and digital transformation is a misunderstanding of what change management really is and a myopic view of what change management really is. More specifically, we commonly see organizations and project teams that think that they can just train people on how to use the software and communicate to people what the changes are and what's happening with the project. Nothing wrong with those two things. Those two things are very important to any sort of digital transformation. But if you think about the magnitude and scope of what change management should be and needs to be in order to be successful, training and communications is just a tiny part of the overall change program. So in order to be successful, we need to have a complete and comprehensive change program that goes well beyond training and communications. Now, I'm not going to dive into every component of what change strategies should include beyond training and communications, but a lot of videos on my YouTube channel do dive into that in more detail. In fact, I have a playlist that I've included a link to right here. If you click on this link right here, that'll take you to a playlist of change management related content that really dives into what the major components of change management are, what the deliverables are, some of the most effective change strategies, some of the common pitfalls, all the stuff you need to know about change management can be found here in that playlist. I also encourage you to download the Guide to Organizational Change Management that I mentioned earlier in this video, which also dives into more detail about change management methodologies and strategies that we've seen be the most successful with our clients. The next major mistake we see commonly with organizations is an underestimation of how difficult change will be. Too often we hear the refrain from clients that change isn't going to be that difficult. Our old systems are terrible. People are so tired of the old systems. They're excited for the new systems. This is especially true when you're evaluating new systems and people start to see the endless possibilities of new technologies. People tend to get excited about the idea of change. And this isn't where the problem lies. The problem lies in the layers deeper than just general excitement and general support for the project. What typically ends up happening is organizations have a false sense of security in that they see people excited about the transformation. So they assume that people will remain excited throughout the transformation. But the problem as the project proceeds and as you get deeper into the changes and you start to define and understand how exactly technology is going to impact people, those changes become a lot more difficult than expected. Now, this is especially true as time goes on because technology is becoming more and more advanced, and technology is accelerating faster than humans accelerate. So that divide between where we are today as an organization and where we are as humans, that divide between that and technology and technological capabilities is only growing. So you can imagine that that disruption that newer technologies have on organizations creates a lot of fear, uncertainty, doubt, and a general threat or a perceived threat to people within the organization. And people within the organization largely will absolutely start to resist change, not because they want to sabotage the project, not because they don't believe in the project, but because they feel themselves that their jobs are being disrupted and threatened in some way. So we've got to address that in our change program. And the only way to do that is to go in with our eyes wide open and fully understand what exactly the resistance to change might be. Now, the key to do this is to be proactive. You've got to do an organizational readiness assessment, which is a topic for another video that I do have within that same change management playlist on my YouTube channel. So I won't go into that here, but the key is to do an organizational readiness assessment up front so that you can understand and anticipate where the potential sources of resistance might be, and you can start to deploy change strategies to address those potential areas of resistance.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another challenge that we see with change programs throughout the world is that organizations have a tendency to want to just go hire a bunch of solo contractors to handle their change management efforts. Not to say that solo contractors can't add value and that that can't be part of your strategy to enable change, but relying solely on independent contractors and people that aren't part of the organization in general can be a tricky proposition. And what ends up happening is a couple things. One is you end up with independent contractors that have different ways of operating and different mindsets, different degrees of experience on change management, but it also creates a lack of ownership and responsibility within the organization. So when you're looking for consulting partners to help you through the transformation, yes, you want to leverage that outside experience, but more importantly, you want to make sure that you're leveraging a unified methodology and a deliberate approach and strategy to change management, as well as leveraging your internal team as much as possible to augment the external team. So rather than relying on outsourcing to independent contractors or outside consultants, you really want to look for that right mix or that right hybrid of leveraging your internal competencies and skills as well as the outside competencies and skills. Because at the end of the day, this is your change, this is your organization, and you need the faces of the change to be within your organization. Another common mistake we see in change programs is similar to the earlier point I made about the focus on training, the myopic focus on training. Along with that myopic focus on training comes another mistake, which is to train people too early in the process. So in other words, we're training people weeks or months in advance prior to ever using the system in a meaningful day-to-day way, and people just simply forget how the software works in some cases. In other cases, the software changes. The way the software gets deployed at the end of the day looks different than the way we trained people earlier on. So you want to make sure that you do some training and communications and change management effort early in the project. You absolutely want to do that. But when it comes to training, training is something that's better left to the end and better left to more of a just-in-time training approach. Now, having said that, you do want to do some training early on. If you can train your core team and some of the key super users on the base functionality of the off-the-shelf software early on, that can be a very good way to build an internal competency and understanding of the vanilla software. But when it comes to training mass amounts and mass numbers of end users that are going to be using the software every day, you want to train them later in the process but instead focus on other change management activities that are prerequisites to the training. So for example, things like organizational design and change impact assessments. I also mentioned the organizational readiness assessment. There's a lot of other two-way communications that could be happening along the way to get people comfortable with the change so that by the time you get to training at the end of the project, right before go live, they're comfortable with the changes. They know what the changes are, why they're happening, how it's going to affect them. They know what their new jobs are going to look like, what their new roles and responsibilities are going to look like. They've worked through all the processing of that change already. Now it's more of a capstone process of really teaching them how to do those new processes and responsibilities within the technology. So one thing you could do to make sure you don't make the mistakes that many others do is to make sure you don't train your end users too far in advance. Now, one of the biggest mistakes that I could make a pretty strong argument for is actually the biggest mistake we see with project teams is to take a one-size-fits-all approach to change management. And the problem with the advent of change management certification programs like ProSci and other programs is that it creates a false sense of standardization or standardized ways of approaching change management. And while, yes, there are certain standard tools you want to have in your toolbox, not all of those tools are appropriate in any given situation. You want to cherry pick and really focus in a more prescriptive way of how you're applying change management methodologies and tools to your specific situation. Every organization has unique strategies and goals and objectives and priorities. They have different starting points of where they are in their transformation journey today versus where they want to go in the future. You have different degrees of change, varying degrees of change. So there's a lot of different things that should affect and influence how you deploy change strategies within your organization. So a one-size-fits-all approach to change management simply doesn't work. Your culture is unique, your people are unique, your org design is unique, your future state strategy is unique, and your change strategy to some degree needs to be unique in that way. Now, having said that, you can certainly use core components that are common and similar or maybe have been reused in the past, but you want to make sure that you've tailored and really thought through deliberately about how you're applying change strategies that make the most sense for you. Now, one more change management mistake I'll talk about here today is one that's probably my biggest pet peeve, which is change management consultants and change practitioners that operate in sort of an ivory tower. They don't want to touch the operational stuff. They don't want to get too caught up in the technology stuff. They want to do the more touchy-feely academic side of change management because that's what they enjoy. And it creates a sort of a bias that can be highly ineffective because ultimately organizational change needs to be heavily and tightly integrated with your overall operational strategy, your future state operations, as well as your future technological landscape. So I found that the most effective change consultants are the ones that not only know change management and some of the softer side of change, but the ones that also understand tangible methodologies for change management. But even more importantly than that, I would argue, is they also understand operations. They understand supply chain management. They understand manufacturing or warehouse management or whatever the scope is of your digital transformation. You want change consultants and change team members that understand operations and can apply their change management knowledge within that context. And a third thing I'd say is people that understand technology. They understand how technology works. They're not afraid of technology. They may not be developers, they may not be the ones to roll up their sleeves and configure the software, but they at least understand it enough to be able to speak a common language and understand the real scope and magnitude of the changes. So that's one of the bigger things you could do is make sure that you have a cross-functional and a cross-disciplinary approach to change management that doesn't just separate change management as a separate work stream. It's something that should be integrated throughout the entire project. So I hope this is providing you some lessons and mistakes to watch out for as you're executing your change strategy and plan for your digital transformation. For more information about change management best practices and lessons and strategies, I encourage you to download my Guide to Organizational Change Management, which provides a number of best practices and tips to help you with your transformation. You can find that book that I wrote via the link in the description field below, along with other resources that I think will help you as you plan for your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information helpful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.